Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depends, of course, when you're listening to us. But welcome back to Farringdon Radio. I'm going to be a little bit self-indulgent here, because I'm going to start off with a band that ended the last show. So this is Amy's Ghost with a track of theirs called These Eyes. I don't think I could praise that band enough, really, which, as you probably gather, in fact, I'm playing them two shows on the run there. That's Amy's Ghost, another song of theirs called These Eyes, a Reading band, but the Farringdon connection, I was trying to keep some kind of Farringdon connection, three members of which were in a band called Wired Jesus that played here a couple of years ago. Well, I'm going to change things on the show just a little bit, only in the sense that I'm going to shorten it. I think the last show, going back to my earlier phrase of being self-indulgent, was just a little bit too long. Perhaps the editor, me, hasn't been editing enough, and there was perhaps just too much in there, really. So less chit-chat in between what we talk about, and just go straight on to our first subject. And I'm going to be talking now to the people from the Farringdon Art Society. Can you tell us a little bit about what they get up to, and if you want to get involved, some contact details as well.
I'm sat here with Jill Campbell, who's the chair of the local Farringdon Art Society, and Sheila Baxter, who organises the trips and events for the and the calendar for the Farringdon Art Society. So, Jill, could you just tell me a little bit about the history or background of the Art Society, really?
Well, the Art Society started in 1964, basically it was a group of artists just meeting together and they formed a society. Anne Allen Stevens was one of the members who was chair for, mm-hmm. for many years.
Sure.
And got the group going and established it. And I took it over about 5 years ago, I think it was, as chair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very thriving organisation.
How many members do you have at the moment then?
We must have about 140, but there we have members and associate members.
Okay.
Full members can exhibit in the exhibition.
Sure.
And associate members cannot, but they do get a discount on their trips that Sheila organises.
Does it cost to be a member of the associate of the society?
Yeah. Full members is £10,
okay.
and associate members is £5.
Okay. So we were just chatting before we set the recording, and there seems to be a number of aspects to it. There's about getting together and socialising and encouraging each other. Mm-hmm. But what are the other aspects of the society? What was the aims of it? What was you trying to achieve?
I think to encourage art in the area, to enable people to do their own work without sort of feeling inhibited. And
mm-hmm.
and that's where the art dropping comes in. It's a weekly group meeting Farringdon United Church Hall. People bring their own art materials,
mm-hmm.
and we get together and do our own work and socialise. And that can be for members and non-members. And we just charge £3 a session.
What day is that on then?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. People do have to book, or can you just turn up?
No, you can just turn up.
So £3, turn up on Wednesday morning. What time is that?
10 till 12:30.
And you have to bring all your own equipment?
Exactly,
presumably.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and how long is that for? Couple of hours, is it? Or
yes, 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Yeah. I'm asking difficult questions now.
Yeah, I'm a bit mad in my head.
Catching you out a little bit there. Is there a particular style that the Art Society favours, do you think? Or are you really open to anybody coming to do, I don't know, anything, abstract work to I don't know what terminology is, I must admit, to
open,
lifestyle or life work?
Open
or,
to anything.
Yeah.
And that's what art's all about. It's expressing what you feel, if you like, drawing nature and flowers.
And Sheila, you're responsible for pulling together the trips and the calendar, is that right? Or the
programme.
The programme, okay. Well, what's that consist of? What would be available to somebody joining the society and say, well, what trips are you offering then? What does it consist of?
Yes, I think this is another big function of the society, is to provide a programme of opportunities to go to lovely, exciting art exhibitions,
mm-hmm.
the major art exhibitions. And
is that necessarily into London, or there are other places?
Mainly into London.
Okay.
And so a lot of the associate members, many don't paint, but they just love looking at art.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of a door-to-door service, of a coach that takes you straight to London and to the door of the exhibition, is really
now these events. Attractive. When are they? Are they weekend events or are they weekday events?
They're
generally
always on a Tuesday.
Always on a Tuesday. What trips have you got coming up in the next couple of months that maybe, you know, prospective members might be interested
in?
Yeah.
Well, next month is a very exciting art exhibition called Afghanistan, Crossroads of the Ancient World, which is at the British Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's many artefacts that were saved from Kabul Museum before bombing.
Right. Okay.
And
so these
ancient.
Oh right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, going back to 2,000 or more years.
It's an historical, as opposed to the. Just being the artistic side
That's
of it, it's
right.
an historical fact,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, I think they've been found in about 4 different sites across Afghanistan.
Right, okay. And what date is that trip?
And that's May the 3rd, Tuesday, May the 3rd.
Tuesday, May the 3rd, okay.
And that follows with June the 28th, as we have a trip to the V&A
to see
the Cult of Beauty.
And what was that one about then?
Which is a large exhibition highlighting women, I think, in art, which is refreshing.
Highlighting them what, as artists or as subjects of artists, the arts?
So it's the start of what they call the aesthetic movement, which kind of followed the Pre-Raphaelites.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be fun because the V&A is always a treat to go to.
Sure, well, it's a building in itself, isn't it, really? It is. Absolutely. I know, yes.
Yeah.
And is there any particular sort of big events throughout the year that you build up to? Is there a couple of things throughout the year? These are two things that we build up to throughout the year. I mean, you've got your own, you have an exhibition, don't you? Have we missed that? Or is that due to come up?
That is really, no, we have it in October.
Right, so okay, we've got plenty of time, right. Okay.
13th to the 16th of October, and mm-hmm. it's held in the, will be held in the new refurbished Corn Exchange.
Right, yes.
And it's a big exhibition which we artists, members put their work up. We also have availability cards which the artists have made, and display of work from Farringdon Junior School and Ferndale School.
Right,
so
I see.
So that encourages the younger children to exhibit.
I understand part also you do have the opportunity for artists in your society to display their work in a couple of venues around town. How does that work? What are the venues that people can come and see your work?
Well, there's Portwell Angel,
mm-hmm.
where we have a rolling exhibition there every month. An artist from Farringdon Art Society puts their work up, and so that's has worked very well.
How many pieces of work do they generally have the opportunity to display?
About 14.
Oh, right.
14 to 15 okay. pieces.
And how long would that last, for a month, you say?
For a month. It's a lovely place to
Yeah, it's very nice.
And we really appreciate the proprietor who allows us to do that. And then there's the White Horse Bookshop,
mm-hmm.
which same thing happens there.
Which is David Gatelier has been...
Oh, bother.
Don't worry, we'll talk through that. We'll just talk a little louder. Don't worry. It's definitely 11 o'clock and it's going to chime for another 7 or 8, but don't worry. We'll just keep going.
You've got so,
so you've got the Portwell Gallery, you've got the bookshop, and do you say it's the doctor's surgery as well?
Yes, Elaine Cox is in charge of organising the rotas.
Mm-hmm.
And she contacts people at the start of the month.
But if anybody wants to see any of the work of your members, you've got a website, haven't you, as well?
Yes, we
people
have.
Get to see it on that then, their work?
Yes, there's a gallery which shows work of members,
mm-hmm.
and it's interactive, so you can click onto it and it enlarges the picture. And that's what the website tells of all the activities of the Art Society.
Well, this will be all the pictures of all your...
Also, each artist has put in up to a dozen pictures.
Right, I did. Okay.
So you can get a lovely flavour of what sort of things they paint.
Okay. And if anybody saw that and saw something they'd like to buy, do they get in touch with the artist through that, or your society through that website?
They could contact the artist.
The artist. There's a link direct to the artist, then,
yes,
is there?
Yes, there is. I think perhaps it would be good to blank this off.
Either way, he'll be able to contact somebody,
whether it's
the artist or your society, and find out if they find something they like. Well, Jill, Sheila, thank you very much for your time. And maybe we can come back to you and talk to you maybe in October in preparation for, the forthcoming 6 months after that, really, and highlight some of the things that you're building up to then.
Yes,
that'd be super.
Well, I think you can tell there'll be a very warm welcome to anybody who wants to go along to the Art Society and maybe get involved with it. In particular, Jill said there, it's the weekly drop-in centre, which is at the United Church Hall, which is at the junction with Coxwell Road and almost opposite the Peugeot garage there. And it's every Wednesday between 10 and 12:30. Non-members can turn up and just pay £3 per session. Bring your own materials, but tea and coffee and good humour and enthusiasm will be warmly provided, as they say. Now, last year I went to a gig in the Farringdon Portwell Bar where I saw the Scott Gordon Band. It started off okay, and until I realised that actually we couldn't hear what he was doing. We couldn't hear him singing because the drummer was doing his bit and the bass guitarist was doing his bit. But actually, due to, I think you could say, technical problems, they didn't have a PA or anything for Scott to plug into. So I, kindly offered, went home, picked up my busking amp, brought it back to him. So it wasn't not too loud, but then again, as we know, the venue down there, you don't need to be too loud in there. Just need to raise the volume a little bit. And it was a great evening. I thought you could describe it as folky, blues, bluegrass. I don't know, a mixture of sounds, really. So here's one of his Scott's band, one of the Scott's songs called Fly.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Scott sent us a couple of MP3s and hopefully we'll be playing another one in maybe in a few weeks' time. Scott also organises the live and acoustical session, which are free gigs down at the Hollybush pub in Botley, Oxford. Two bands on a night. And on the 15th of June, local band Mammoth and the Drum will also be playing there as one of the two bands. So we'd love to see you if you want to come along and have a good evening. Nice food as well, I understand. So that sounds like it's going to be a good evening there. Now, do you know the play, or the film, The Odd Couple? Well, the Farringdon Dramatic Society are going to be doing the female version of this play now. It's going to be on in a couple of weeks' time at the junior school. And I caught up with a couple of members of the Dramatic Society, who's going to tell us a little bit about, well, about the society as a whole, and a little bit about the play as well.
And with Fiona Merrick, who's the publicity officer for the Amateur Dramatic Society, and Debbie Locke, who's a treasurer as well. So, Fiona, could you just tell me a little bit about the history of the Dramatic Society? I understand it's had a number of venues over the years, and one of them was actually down Marines Drive. What's the connection there?
Well, Marines Drive used to be, what is Marines Drive in Town End Road now, used to be an old Marines camp years and years ago.
Oh, that's right,
and,
yes.
There was a theatre there that the Dramatic Society used to, well, as it was called then, community theatre. They used to put plays on in there. They were given the hall.
How long ago was that then? So how long has the Dramatic Society been running?
It started in 1949. That's the first official performance.
All right. Do you know what the first performance was?
It's called The Ghost Train. I'm not quite sure who wrote it, though. I couldn't find out.
Right, they've been going over 60 years then, so it's been successfully been maintained over that length of time.
We've done our best, yes.
Now, you mentioned before you got some visitors or an exchange coming over shortly. Could you tell me a little bit more about that one, please, Debbie?
Yeah, in October we've got a group of Canadians coming over from a town called Fort Erie, which is just on the American border with Canada-American border, and they are coming over here and doing a play with us, and then next June we're going to go over there and perform a play over there.
So what play are they going to be doing when they come over here then?
Well, actually, we're going to do a joint play, which is very exciting. So we're doing it, again, it's actually by Neil Simon, which is the same author who did The Odd Couple, and it's called London Suite. Mm-hmm. And it's based in a hotel in London, and it's four one-act plays that all take part in one room, so different people staying in the room. And so we're going to have some Canadian people staying in the room and some English people staying in the room. So we're doing two one-act plays each.
Didn't he also do a film called Plaza Suite?
There's Plaza Suite, which takes place, I think, in New York.
Sure.
California Suite, which is California. And then he's written another one called London Suite.
Right,
and
okay.
Some of the people come in the same, but it's a completely different four one-act plays. So, and then we're taking the same thing back to Fort Erie next June, where we do the same thing. So.
Okay. I understand the main part of being part of the Dramatic Society is the social side of things as well, really, isn't it? So how does that generally manifest itself?
Well, I suppose the thing with doing plays, really the social side is if you're involved in the play. Mm-hmm. So you might, if you're not particularly involved in the play for one of the plays, then probably you won't be that much involved in the social side, but as the play comes forward, we tend to go down to the pub after the play. We always have a party at the end of the play. We always have a Christmas party, and we tend to have a barbecue in the summer where everybody gets together.
Okay.
It's really good fun.
It sounds like great fun. Now you're at the Farringdon Junior School at the moment, and you've been there for a number of years now. I understand there's some potential talk of maybe moving back to your original, well, not maybe original theatre, that was obviously Marines Drive. That doesn't exist anymore.
No, we can't do the hangers then, I'm afraid.
Definitely not, no. But going back to the theatre, could you just tell me what those rumours are and what stage we are at with that?
Very difficult to say. We've had some talks with the Locations Committee, is it called?
Venues Committee.
That's the word, the Town Council. They've asked us what we would like and how we would see the future of the theatre. It needs a huge amount of work doing it. It's been left for a long, long time. But it would be lovely to see a proper theatre, or at least a venue that we could call our own within Farringdon. Almost every village and town in Oxfordshire has a village hall with a stage.
Yes, that'd be wonderful,
wouldn't
it?
Theatre facility, and we in Farringdon actually don't have anything other than what we use for the schools.
So is it from the old theatre that physically still exists, it's just been mothballed then, is it? I mean, have you been in recently, told you know what state it's in?
I went in a few years ago, and the last pantomime we did in there was Alice in Wonderland, which was probably 10 years ago.
My daughter was about 9, and she's 23 now, so what's that, 14 years?
14 years ago. Wow. So, Alice in Wonderland, 14 years ago. I went in probably 5-6 years ago, and the scenery was still all up from Alice in Wonderland, so I'd say it probably hasn't been used since.
Oh, right. Oh, maybe a few ghosts there then, maybe.
Definitely.
Just hanging around. Absolutely. Okay. Have you got anything planned in the next couple of months coming up for any particular event?
At the end of May, our next production is on. It's The Odd Couple by Neil Simon, but it's a female version.
Oh, right. So what was the idea behind doing it that way, then?
Well, originally he wrote the play with, I mean, you might remember, Walter Matthau?
Jack Lemmon.
And a lot of the people were asking him, well, how can we adapt? Can we adapt this? Have we got your permission to adapt this for a female version? Because we think it'll be funny. And he got so many requests that he wrote the female version.
Oh, right, okay.
Pretty much along the male lines.
Yes.
But you've got Olive and Florence, and they're in their 40s. They suddenly find themselves single and sharing an apartment, in Upper West Side of Manhattan.
So is your show going to be done with an American accent then, is it?
It's all American accents.
Oh, right,
yes,
okay.
Yeah. Now, this is fantastic, but one of them's a clean freak and the other one's a slob.
Yes, I know. I've seen the film many times.
It's
wonderful.
It's very funny. There's proper belly laughs in it.
And when is that? When is that one on? The end of May, you said?
That'll be Thursday the 19th, Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st of May. Curtain up at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And tickets are available from the website or at the Nut Tree in Farringdon, or on the door, and the website is www.farringdondramatic.org.uk.
And what does it mean to be a member of the Amateur Dramatic Society? I mean, are you expecting someone with some RADA background, or can anybody just walk in off the street and say, I'd like to participate in some
way?
You can
walk in off the street. My husband, for example, has no dramatic background. He does set building and he does the odd bit of stagehand work, and he's quite happy with that. Some people will do a lot. I mean, some people will direct, choreograph, publicise. They'll do two or three different things.
Okay.
You can put in as much or as little as you want, or you can manage. It doesn't matter on that.
And if somebody wanted to join, particularly to go on stage, would they have to audition? Or how does that work? Or can they just say, I've got lots of experience, I want to go and do this, please?
Yeah, if you see a play coming up, auditions will be advertised in plenty of time.
Okay.
So if you see a play coming up and you fancy being in it, just fancy being on stage anyway, then come along to the read-through. There's usually a read-through of the play first and then auditions a few days later. See what part you fancy and then come along to auditions and to audition with everyone else.
Oh, right, great.
Any details?
Okay, well, good luck for the future. I'd look forward to seeing the female version of The Odd Couple. That sounds very interesting. So, Fiona, Debbie, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, just to remind you, the dates for that show, that play, The Odd Couple, is the 19th and 21st of May. It's at the Farringdon Junior School. Tickets, £8. Children under 16 is £6. And if you want to buy them in advance, it's from the 25th of April, and they're available from the Nut Tree in Cornmarket Street. And as I said, if anybody does want to go along and get involved with the Dramatic Society, again, another warm welcome, another organisation here in town. Warmly welcome new members who want to come along, join in. You don't have to be somebody who goes on stage. You can go on and make costumes or set design or just get involved in some way or other, really, and they're always looking out for new members.
Hi, my name's Terry Richards. We're in the Action for Children in Conflict charity shop, and you're listening to Farium Radio.
Now, hopefully, as you realise, we do try to have an eclectic musical mix on Farringdon Radio, which is why we're going to do something, well, I don't want to say yes, different. I'm going to stick my nose in. Yes, a bit different. It'll be different coming from the person when I tell you who's going to be playing it now. It's a track from David Reynolds, who provided me with a couple of CDs recently. And he did an album called Slammer. I think it's supposed to be about three or four years ago now, I think. And now, to me, this I always associate David's sort of musical playing to a sort of like very delicate and gentle, but lyrical music, lyrical guitar playing, a bit more like David Gilmour, really, Pink Floyd. That's what I sort of associate him with, really. But here's something completely different, which is actually the reason why I've chosen it, because we wouldn't normally expect David, well, I don't think we would expect David to be playing something like this. This one's called Enforcer, and it sounds like it's a soundtrack to a sort of violent computer game, really, I think. I hope you enjoyed that, and you might agree it's not probably the sort of thing you normally expect David to be playing, although obviously well known for playing in classic rock band Powertrain, so maybe haven't been in the past been fully aware of all these styles that he's normally done. But now this is almost like a Radio 2 synchronised link, really, because we're going to be talking about the Farringdon Arts Festival, which, as you know, David was heavily involved with for a number of years. And last year, the baton was passed on to a new group of people, including Nick Elwell from Focus on Farringdon and Borden Gate. And now, well, it's great. After much deliberation and concerns and to-ing and fro-ing, we can confirm that the Arts Festival, I think now just been called the Farringdon Festival, is will be going ahead, and it will be on in July between the 4th and the 10th of July. Although the main events, the weekend, will be for the 8th, 9th and 10th of July here in Farringdon, mainly in the marketplace. But I got hold of Nick and he managed to put me in the picture and tell me a few things about what's going to be going on and what we can hopefully expect to see.
Well, I'm sat here with Nick Elwell, who is now confirmed to me that this year's Arts Festival is going to go ahead, despite some concerns over the financial situation. Nick, could you just tell me what basically will the Arts Festival consist of this year?
Well, we'll have the usual music events on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but we also are quite keen to keep it an arts festival, not just a music festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what we can do to bring in some contributions from amateur dramatics. We've got a photo competition, we'll do an arts display. Anything that we can bring alongside, we'll bring alongside.
Okay, what do you think is going to be a highlight of this year's event? Is there anything particular that will be a standout aspect of it?
Well, probably we aim to put quite a lot of pianos around the town. That should be some entertainment value.
What, freestanding people go along
freestanding,
and bonk away, you mean? Or
paint them, play them, do what you like with them.
Oh, what's the idea behind, where's that aspect come from then?
Just to create an interest.
That sounds like the sort of thing the Pigeon Trust might be sort of connected with in some respect.
Well, we're certainly hoping that they might bring a few pigeons to sit on them every
night. That sounds very surreal. That sounds very good. So people come along and paint them, you said?
They do what they like with them.
Who's providing the pianos then? The piano shop?
The piano shop. My friend Claire is volunteering to distribute some pianos around.
Not their general stock, though?
Probably not the newest stock they have.
that definitely sounds interesting. Now, obviously, we've been trying to get together and talk about this for a couple of months now, but there's just been a cloud, so to speak, of the issue of finance. Is that resolved, or are you just, is it a case of let's print the front page and be damned and let's go ahead and see what happens, or?
Well, we're waiting for the council to respond to their solicitor's instruction not to support the Arts Festival or focus on Farringdon. Quite where they're going to go, I don't know. They still haven't raised an invoice for the money they say they want. This is from last year.
Okay.
We'll look at it, we'll consider it, and we'll deal with it appropriately.
Okay. So how many people actually, as a core, actually sort of getting this off the ground and running it? What was it? Is it two or three people, or is it a little bit more than that?
It's probably a core of two or three. Helped by another group of four or five, helped by a group of 10 or 15.
Ah, right, okay. Are you still looking for volunteers then to come forward?
We're still looking for volunteers. We've still got a whole load of work to do. We've actually got to run the events at the time. If you look in the advertiser, there's a list of things that we need.
Well, I'm sure you'll hopefully all agree it's wonderful that the Arts Festival, must stop calling it the Arts Festival. The festival is still being maintained, despite some difficulties there with finance, but it's still going to be going ahead. And congratulations and good luck there to Nick Elwell and the team, the growing team. Although I think they're still always looking for volunteers to help out. So do get in touch with them, Nick Elwell down at Borden Gate, or if you should go on to Farringdon, I think it's still called Farringdon Arts Festival in terms of a website. And they're more than welcome you to come and join them and help them out. And next show, we'll also be featuring an interview with Sam Prince, who organises the circus in town, because he's going to be doing, I suppose you could call it a fringe stage around the back of the Portwell Bar in what is now going to be called the Portwell Courtyard. I think it's going to be a semi-open air event where live music will be played. And I believe they're still looking for musicians to come and join them on that stage as well. But now, just a bit of a roundup of bits and pieces, events for you to support during the next couple of weeks that are going on in Farringdon. On the 26th, which is Tuesday, this week, there's a hustings event down at the Corn Exchange, along the same lines as Question Time, where you'll be able to put your questions to local councillors. Actually, I did make an offer through the town council. If any local councillors wanted to come onto Farringdon Radio And I was going to actually try and put together a special if there was going to be 15 of them applying for 14 seats. So if they wanted to come and speak, I'd give them a few minutes each. None of them came forward. That's very disappointing. But anyway, if you want to have a word with them, you can grab them, grab hold of them down at the Hustings event at 7 p.m. at the Corn Exchange on Tuesday the 26th. And later next week, obviously, it's some royal event on, sort of bypassed me a little bit, really. But Farringdon, Friday the 29th, Boogie Me are celebrating this little event by playing at the Crown Hotel, which is great. Crown not normally now available for music, but given a dispensation for Boogie Me to go down there and do a special gig. And that's a free gig. And also on the same night, if you're a beer drinker, I'm sure one or two of you are, there's a special brew be made available at the Farringdon Brewery. It's a Swan pub in Park Road called Willie's Wobbler. Now, don't know if you've been made aware yet, but we've just done our very first special for Farringdon Radio. It's a 35-minute show, just focusing on the Farringdon Brewery, talking to Sean Sapstead, a few customers who you will hear in the show. I think they knew what they were talking about, drinking beer, but I'm not exactly convinced now. Slightly entertaining, I suppose you could say, really. And talking to some staff down there as well, Danny, who helped Sean run the pub. So if you want to listen to that show, really appreciate it. Any comments you want to send us back, also please let us know on Facebook or any other means, really. And looking ahead then to the first of May, the 15-minute club, every Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, 15-minute club, down at the Red Lion. If you want to turn up, sing a song, take your guitar, even stand up, doing a bit of stand-up comedy, as there was last month. And looking a little bit ahead, we will have a show before this day and be interviewing Sam Prince about it. But the Circus in Town, which is Sam's new vehicle for bringing music and other events. Because it's not just going to be music. It's got the Oxford Comedy Death Watch. I think they're improvisers, comedy improvisers. And they're going to be playing at this new open-air venue, Portwell Angel Courtyard. That's going to be on the 13th of May, Friday the 13th of May. And then what else? Again, looking ahead a little bit into May, on the 19th of May at 7 p.m, the Farringdon Football Club will be 60, and so they're celebrating their 60th anniversary with a special match, under 25s versus over 25s. I don't know how far over 25 they're going to be. It may be a one-sided match, I don't know, but they'd welcome you to go down there and join them and support the event, which I think is connected to Help the Heroes charity. So, and I think on that particular day, they're hoping for Rory Bremner to come along and open the event up. Although I don't think that's 100% confirmed at the moment. But have a look on their website, there'll be more details there. That's 19th of May at 7 p.m. It's their special anniversary match. Now, for our last piece of music, going back to a link now with the Farringdon 15-minute club. One of the regulars there, Charlie Baxter, again, also sticking to our eclectic musical mix. Sounds a bit of a mouthful, really, doesn't it? One-man band, really. If you actually see him on stage, he seems to do the whole lot. I think he's got a full band with him, possibly, or some other musicians on this particular song, I think. And this was I Saw Her at the Disco.
I keep trying to catch her eye, but she's off with another guy. I'm gonna have to go and buy her a drink, but I don't know what to say and I don't know what to think. And oh no, she's coming over here. I'm overcome by a terrible sense of fear. Secretly, I'd like her to stay, but I don't have a bloody clue what to say. Because I saw her at the disco. But I live with my folks and I think that she smokes. It's like an awkward scene from Hollyoaks. But the way this tight jeans hug her figure make my desire to hug her even bigger. So I just play nice and ask her twice, make some lame excuse and then apologise like, well, because I saw her at the disco and I asked her for a dance. Next thing we're eating out for a dance. Next thing we're eating al fresco on the road to romance. Because I'm at the disco, and I asked for a dance. Next thing we're eating al fresco, that's the taste of romance. That's the taste of romance.
Hello, you still there? You're listening? Okay. Well, we're not going to be back on air now for another 2 weeks. I'm afraid that's it. But we'll be back on Sunday the 8th of May. Do you want to find out? Do you want to know what's on? Oh, we'll be talking to Stuart Vogt again, talking about the Pink Pigeon Trust. And we'll be talking to Sam Prince about the circus in town. And maybe one or two other things, if I can remember to